Christ bestows the grace as needed, June 5. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. The first and most urgent duty which the mother owes to her Creator is to train for Him the children that He has given her. How careful, then, should be her language and behavior in the presence of these little learners. Mothers, awake to the fact that your influence and example are affecting the character and destiny of your children, and in view of your responsibility, develop a well-balanced mind, and a pure character, reflecting only the true, the good, and the beautiful. Your compassionate Redeemer is watching you with love and sympathy, ready to hear your prayers, and to render you the assistance which you need. He knows the burdens of every mother's heart, and is her best friend in every emergency. His everlasting arms support the God-fearing, faithful mother. When upon earth, He had a mother that struggled with poverty, having many anxious cares and perplexities, and He sympathizes with every Christian mother in her cares and anxieties. That Savior who took a long journey for the purpose of relieving the anxious heart of a woman whose daughter was possessed by an evil spirit will hear the mother's prayers, and will bless her children. He who gave back to the widow her only son as he was carried to the burial is touched today by the woe of the bereaved mother. He who wept tears of sympathy at the grave of Lazarus, and gave back to Martha and Mary their buried brother, who pardoned Mary Magdalene, who remembered his mother when he was hanging in agony upon the cross, who appeared to the weeping women, and made them his messengers to spread the first glad tidings of a risen Savior, he is woman's best friend today, and is ready to aid her in all the relations of life. Our Savior, who understands our heart struggles, and knows the weakness of our natures, pities our infirmities, forgives our errors, and bestows upon us the graces which we earnestly desire: joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, and charity are the elements of the Christian character. These precious graces are the fruit of the Spirit, and the Christian's crown and shield. Where these graces reign in the home, the sons are as plants grown up in their youth, and the daughters as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. These heavenly attainments are not dependent upon circumstances, nor the will of imperfect judgment of man. Nothing can give more perfect contentment and satisfaction than the cultivation of a Christian character. The most exalted aspirations can aim at nothing higher.